Skeet, let's get into our Kia top seven, the Kia EV6 and Kia Sportage, the cars of the year.
Let's jump straight into number seven, Darcy Fogarty from the Adelaide Crows. 4 goals, 1. 11 disposals, 7 marks. He's got those tree trunk thighs, which can project the ball a long, long way. He comes in at number seven. Of course, the Crows knocking over the North Melbourne Footy Club. Cam Rayner, 18 disposals, 4 goals. Outstanding, particularly late in the game against St Kilda on Friday night footy. And a win to the Brisbane Lions means their top four aspirations very much still intact. At number five, Callum Mills, Sydney Swans star, 29 disposals, 9 marks. Fantastic performance from him as they knocked over the Magpies at the SCG yesterday and find themselves in second position on the table. Jake Melksham, here's an interesting story. He's at number four, of course, at the middle of that mid-season dust-up with he and Stephen May. Well, he was important against Carlton at the weekend, kicking a late goal to finished with 4-2, 15 disposals next to his name. He missed out, of course, on some of the enjoyment of grand final festivities last year. So will he get the chance to be front and centre in 2022? Zach Butters from the Port Adelaide Footy Club, 3 goals, 25 disposals as they completely demolished the Essendon Football Club at 3. I've got Tom Lynch at number 2, 8 goals, matching what he did against the West Coast Eagles earlier in the season at Optus Stadium. And despite the fact I was going to put Sean Darcy with his Glendinning Allan Medal effort at number 1, our producer has just convinced me to go to David Mundy. His last derby, 25 disposals, outstanding performance. He is our number 1 Kia top 7, thanks to Australia's Most Wanted, the Kia EV6 and Kia Sportage Cars of the Year.
Now, on this day, Skeet, thanks to Barrett O'Day, because the little things are everything.
Yes, we go back to 2000. Australia's first game of cricket under a closed roof was played at Docklands in Melbourne against South Africa. In 2009, on this day, Usain Bolt broke the 100-metre world record with a time of 9.58 seconds in the final of the World Athletics Championships. And in 2015, on this day, Jason Day became the 5th Australian to win the US PGA World title. On this day, thanks to Barra and O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments because the little things are everything.
Now, Todd Johnston, not too far away from jumping on your radio. He'll take you through until midnight with the night shift. So looking forward to his program. For those of you that haven't been with us, off the top of the show tonight, Essendon's president has stepped down, the board weighing up the options. The future of the coach has been assured by the CEO tonight. So the rumours that were circulating today that Ben Rutten had been sacked are not true. But will they join the race with GWS and North Melbourne in chasing the services of Alistair Clarkson?
I think that's a no-brainer. I think that's on the cards. May have been for some time that they were just waiting for opportunity. And look, time is running out. North Melbourne, close, they say, to getting Clarko across the line. The Giants in the background. But yes, Essendon loom is a big danger. Bad news coming out of the Geelong Footy Club late today with Jeremy Cameron having been sidelined with a hamstring strain against the Gold Coast Suns at the weekend. Of course, he was right in the mix to be Coleman medalist for this year, but he's going to have a spell for round 23 against the Eagles. And then, of course, the week's break should be hopefully right for the first qualifying final.
Well, mate, they need him. He's been absolutely awesome for them. You know, the work that he's been doing up and down the ground and the volume of goals that he's been able to kick. But, you know, they've still got Hawkins and they've still got a few of those little fellas like Close and Stengel buzzing around in there. And Maxie Holmes has come back in pretty good form in the last couple of weeks as well. Brad Crouch is the only player that's going to be missing from AFL action this week. That's assuming he doesn't challenge the high bump on Darcy Gardner of Brisbane. So he's been offered 1 week for that. And Cricket Australia, they've released their 5-year strategic plan designed to enhance the game's long-term financial sustainability, significantly increase the participation, particularly between 5- and 7-year-olds, and ensure that cricket remains a large part of Australian life. So that sounds pretty good to me. We need to get to the news. That is coming up next. And as I said just a short time ago, on your radio next will be Todd Johnston with the night shift.